This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Good morning, I'm David Green. We're heading into the month of August, which is famous here in the nation's capital for being hot and also relatively quiet. Lawmakers are all heading home to their districts for the August recess. Last summer, though, things were not so calm. A year ago, at this time, Congress was in a nasty and protracted battle over whether to raise the debt ceiling. It's a fight that cost Congress its already waning public support and cost American taxpayers $1.3 billion. NPR congressional correspondent Andrea Seabrook joins us for a trip down memory lane and also a look ahead. Andrea, welcome.
Hi, David.
And Andrea, I mean, a year ago, a lot of people remember Congress was just in this epic battle over whether the United States government could raise its debt ceiling. And if they didn't make a decision, the government was going to go into default. I mean, remind us how they avoided the worst.
Well, Congress came up with an incredibly sort of Byzantine plan where the two sides would handcuff themselves to each other and jump off a cliff together. In other words, they would say, we are going to come up with a solution or else. And the or else was a massive cut to both the military and social spending. And the thing that was going to come up with the solution was the super committee. You remember the super committee?
I do. That word came up a lot of years.
Yeah. You remember what came out of the super committee?
Remind us.
Nothing. It fizzled out. Nothing happened. And what we're left with now is this sword of Damocles that they hung over their own heads, which is these massive cuts. And it all takes place automatically at the beginning of 2013.
For those cuts to not go in place, Congress needs to do something.
Yes.
Now.
Yes. They either have to come up with some other way to make those cuts or repeal the whole thing altogether.
So, I mean, is there any hope for them coming up with a deal to solve this problem but before the election?
There is no chance. I will go out on a limb and say there is no chance that this will happen before the election. At this point, everything is so partisan and so revolving around November that everyone is expecting this huge number of big problems to be solved in the 6 weeks between the election and the end of the year. I mean, it's just an avalanche coming at the government.
Well, let's look forward even more beyond the election into the Congress of 2013. Mm-hmm. This institution, Americans have such little faith in Congress right now, according to polls. I mean, is something fundamentally wrong?
What is wrong is that the two parties, and to some extent the American people, have gone deep into the idea that there are two teams in this country. There's a red team and there's a blue team. Hmm. And you are either a red team person or a blue team person, to the point where in Congress, they would rather win than solve problems oftentimes. And they will come as close as you can get to really, really messing things up in order to win. Everything it's constant brinksmanship between red and blue. And as far as a way forward, it's going to take mutual pain, mutual sacrifice, and until the two teams, the two parties, and everyone else in America is willing to come forward and take a look at pragmatic solutions that affect everyone, then I don't see how we get much done.
Andrea, your voice is very familiar to our listeners as our congressional correspondent. We're sad to say this is your last day in that role. We know you're going on to some exciting new projects, and best of luck to you, but we're gonna miss your voice in that role.
Thank you, David. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in.
It has been a privilege to work for NPR.